crookneck with yellow squash. I call them most of the same thing, and white squash and acorn squash and zucchini, which all kind of gaudy looking things, which I don't eat anything myself, but yellow crookneck. I like it.
Oh, what kinds of melons? Names of melons.
Watermelon, cantaloupe, all the varieties of watermelon, and several varieties of cantaloupe, like Rocky Ford and all those. I know some of those. But I know other melons, but I don't like them. I don't eat them, like mushmelons and things like that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. Yeah, all that stuff. Are mushmelons the same thing as cantaloupes, or are they different?
No, not in my mind.
They're different.
Yeah, I think a mushmelon, or a mushmelon, a lot of people call it, is more like a honeydew and shipped in and not native.
And not, like a cantaloupe.
With a label on it that says some kind of brand from
California
or somewhere.
What would you call something that, like after there's a rain, it'll come up in your yard, umbrella shaped?
I'd call it a mushroom, or when I was little, I used to call them toadstools.
Now the toadstools, the reason you can't eat them is because they're...
Well, a lot of them are not poisonous, but you don't know, so you don't eat any of them.
Now...
In fact, I wouldn't eat mushrooms until I was an adult, because it just seemed like it shouldn't be something to eat. I had that fear and still...
Yeah, because of...
But I really like them now.
Yeah. Okay, and he had finished chewing it. So the next step is to
swallow.
And if you use the word it with it, you'd say swallow.
Swallow it.
Yeah. We were talking about, in addition to corn silk, what would people smoke? I mean,
tobacco.
Yeah. And if there were things that they bought at the store, they would buy?
Cigarettes, cigars.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Pipe tobacco. Mm-hmm. Ranger. Well, that used to smoke.
If you were talking about, okay, like there was an accident up the road, but there was no need to call a doctor because by the time we got there, the victim was
dead.
And would you say, would you probably say already dead? Would you use already in expression?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever heard anybody use, in a case like that, use an expression, he was done dead?
Yeah, I've heard it, but I mean...
No, you wouldn't use it, I know.
I never would, nobody in my family would use it.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have been surprised for someone to tell me that. And I wouldn't be shocked at their bad language if they did. He was done dead. Yeah.
The kind of bird that can see in the dark.
I don't associate any birds.
Oh, okay. This is the one that's supposed to be the wise
owl. Yeah.
Now the type of owl that has a deep voice that makes them.
There's a hoot owl and a screech owl.
The kind of bird that drills holes in the trees.
Woodpecker.
You ever heard it called
I heard it called peckerwood. And sapsucker and every other way.
The kind of animal, it's black with a white stripe down its back. You call it a
skunk.
Have you ever heard it called anything else?
Oh.
Polecat, have you ever heard it?
Yeah, polecat.
A name for the types of animals, kind of pesky kind of animals.